This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, we're talking cars today, right, Brendan? Oh, yeah, I scared him. Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't ready for that.
Correctamundo. Almost jumped right out of your chair, man. I saw that. Just wanted to make sure you're awake and part of the team today.
So glad there's no cameras in this studio just to see that jump. Yeah. You should have seen. Woo!
Speaking of that, I this week had to help out the El Cajon Police Department. Somebody had left a car out back. It wasn't one of ours. We make sure everything out there is locked up tight when we go home and inside our bullpen or inside the shop. And nice, and nobody ever bothers with anything. But there was a vehicle that was out back. I had to pull camera footage for them that somebody in the middle of the night broke into. I believe it was left by one of the employees that work at the clothing store behind us or something. But anyway, always there to help out, send them video. We got a good picture of who it was, and they knew who it was, and they said that they were going to go get him and arrest him, which is a good thing. So those guys out there, I got to give it to the El Cajon Police Department. They're always working hard, trying to clean things up and make things good. Do appreciate them. So there's a lot of traffic through that area out there, and right there by the mall where we're at, 844 North Johnson between Burger King and Chase Bank. I like that. Got a bank on one side and a hamburger joint on the other. So there you go. And the best auto repair in El Cajon right in the middle. What more could you ask for? Anyway, today we are talking about maintaining your cooling system on your vehicle and anything else automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You got something automotive related you want to talk about? Give me a call and I'll be happy to get you on here and we'll be doing some talking. And I just chose kind of today to talk about cooling systems because of the temps. Cooling systems get taxed even harder when it's hot out like this. Their job is to keep the motor on your vehicle cool, keep it from overheating, etc. And want to make sure that we keep that bad boy working good and service properly. It's not a whole lot you got to do to cooling system, just a couple small things. We'll talk about the different parts of pumping, piping, temperature control, important things to remember when making sure that you get it all serviced up or anything automotive related as we go here. If you guys call in, we'll talk about that too. Just trying to think. I saw Kay, my diesel guy, up in Escondido because my office is there. Actually, yesterday I was down in Miramar working with Brandon is our manager there. We're one person short, so I was over there working. Paul was over working in Kearney Mesa because Joe took a couple vacation days. Joe's engagement weekend, he's getting married, so he took a few days off to do a little engagement trip with his new fiancée.
I cannot believe that. Who goes on an engagement trip? Oh, wait.
Oh, Joe will take a day off for anything. anything he can.
Hey, it's a day ending in Y. How about
yeah,
the day
exactly.
off?
Yeah, exactly. I got a great reason. He's getting engaged now. Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Joe's worked for me for 4 or 5 years, something like a period of time. Mm-hmm. His fiance is a super nice young lady. So she comes to the Christmas parties always. So
I'm
happy for him.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Good stuff. Congratulations to him again.
Congratulations, Joe and Miss Joe. I can't remember anybody else's name. That's why I do that.
Right now, you just think my wife is Miss Brendan.
One of my favorite bartenders at Cheesecake is Gabe. His and his fiance or girlfriend or I don't know. They live together, whatever. His girlfriend or whatever. I don't want to mislabel anybody. I always call her Miss Gabe because I can never remember her name. Hey, Miss Gabe, how are you doing today?
To be fair, whenever I go to my full-time job, since my wife's worked there longer, they'll go, oh, and that's Shelly's husband over there. And I'm like, oh, thanks. I don't even get the, that's Brendan's wife.
Well,
ever.
You are Shelly's husband.
Shelly's husband.
There you go. You know, there you go. Phone's ringing again. So all good. Hey, yeah, so anything automotive related, we'll talk to you about. I know we're just talking about names and stuff, but good stuff. But what I was going to say is he had to cab off a dually 3500 late model diesel, and the crossover pipe had cracked, and there wasn't a ton of exhaust noise. But the problem the customer came into for, and he'd had the truck at several different places that couldn't seem to figure it out, in the flex pipe of it, there was a crack, and when it would regen, they'd smell it in the cab, and it was just driving them crazy. It was killing them. So had to pull the cab off to get that bod boy, drill out some broken bolts, get it all put back together, and down the road, you know. So anyway, all good stuff for sure. All good stuff. Fixing cars and doing things. All right, real quick, let's see what Bodie's got to say. What does Bodie have to say today?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What say you, Bodie?
So here's one for you.
You sound like you're in a tunnel.
I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, I just wanted to make sure you weren't in a tunnel.
Yeah, no, no. The only tunnel I know is up in Griffith Park in L.A.
Oh, there you go. There's
one in Goleta next to Santa Barbara.
That is true, too. And I've been through the tunnels up in South Dakota where, you know, go up to see the...
Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, that stuff. Super cool, too. They got a bunch of tunnels through the mountain to get up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and don't take your motor home because it will wedge in there and get stuck. That happens regularly, I've been told. So, anyway, what you got going, my friend?
So, what do you call a cow that has a spastic twitch?
I don't know. What do you call a car that has a spastic twitch?
A beef jerky.
A beef jerky. That is cute, Bodie. You were just holding that one, weren't you? You got it this week. You're like, I'm going to use this one for sure.
As soon as I heard it, I went, I got to call my radio boy.
There you go. That's all good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, so, I see you have a car question, too.
What? Oh, no. So here's another one for you.
Okay.
What do you call two monkeys that get a divorce?
I don't know. Brendan don't know either. He's got a dumbfounded look on his face.
It's called a banana split.
Now that's cute. See, Brendan, you should be right. Yeah, there you go. You should be writing these down as they're definitely good dad jokes.
They are. Do you know what you call a sheep wrapped in plastic?
What?
Laminated.
Ooh.
You guys and your jokes. Ooh. I don't have any. I don't know what to say. I'm just going to leave this to you two.
I did mention this to Bodie off the air, but I'll mention it on the air too. Bodie says he could look into going today. Today at the Seaport Village in Embarcadero North, because him and I were talking about syllables off the air there too, is the All-American Car Show from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. And all the proceeds go to benefit the Wounded Warrior Foundation. So that's a great
organization. Yes. Yeah.
So it's today, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in Seaport Village here in San Diego.
Nice.
I do have one more if you want me to say it on the air right now, too.
Sure.
We have tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Spanish Landing Park West in North Harbor Drive, San Diego. And all the proceeds to that one help the charity known as Shelter to Soldiers charity. So
two great charities,
absolutely,
I believe.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that one, but it sounds like it's probably it does help our vets, soldiers, etc.
Very much good stuff. Yeah. So that one's called Bimmers by the Bay. So.
Oh yeah. All right. There you go. So good stuff, right? And always, 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 it's worth a trip over to the San Diego Auto Museum in Balboa Park.
That's
always.
Right. And you just reminded me, I had to go talk about this other one because Dave Stahl's a huge fan of this, the Marconi Automotive Museum out in Tustin. They're having an open house, which means it's free admission to everybody. And that's going to be on August 4th. So if you want to make the drive tomorrow to the Marconi Automotive Museum, Dave Stahl's a huge advocate for it because it's the 30th anniversary since that museum's been open. So that's a pretty cool place. And then since because our signal reaches out there and it's if you're in the Northern County area, it is sort of a drive, but you could still probably make it. It's the Sultan's Car Show, 31st annual up in Long Beach on Shoreline Drive. And it benefits all the local charities in Long Beach. And that is from, I'm trying to see the times. Maybe it's an all-day event because I don't see times on here. Ooh. Oh, no, here it is. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they only want cars that are 1975 or older. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
Classic car show, they do call it. Car. Yes. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. For sure. But no, that Marconi Museum. Have you ever been up there, Bodie?
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing auto museum too. It's well worth the trip up for sure up there in Tustin. So good, well, good stuff.
What's amazing is in a lot of these museums, where do people find all this stuff?
People that have been restoring it along the way. Or, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that restored stuff, you know.
I was going to say Dave Stahl always donates, and he's just been a collector for years.
I thought you were. Things.
So
Dave doesn't collect any cars.
No.
Just Toyota MR2s. No, he's got a sleuth of them.
Yes. No, but I'm talking.
And I always say to him, well, somebody's got to collect those things.
Have you seen his antique radio collection? It is amazing. Oh, that's right. That's yes.
True. But those aren't cars.
I know. But if we're talking about car things, he's collected over the years, like car manuals and stuff like that. And he's actually donated those to the museum.
Correct.
And so many other good things.
That is good stuff, too. And it goes along with all the cars, just like the San Diego Auto Museum, which we've discussed several times. Their new library that they've redone is amazing.
Absolutely.
So you got to go check it out. You went and checked it out, didn't you?
Yes, yes. And I think last time we talked to them earlier this month, they're about like 80% done with the entire library being digital as well. So,
oh, cool.
They have like computers in there where you can look up your specific car models and every single thing they have in their catalogs about that specific car.
Yeah, the gentleman, what's the gentleman's name that's the CEO?
That would be, oh my gosh. Now I'm blanking on it.
I told you I don't remember names very well. That's the problem I have. I've met with him several times. Super nice guy. And the, I forget her position, but she works right with him. They do an amazing job over there since they've taken over in the past 3 years, the San Diego Museum, the running of it. Just amazing. Just amazing job, for sure. So, it's good stuff.
By the way, Lenny.
Lenny, that's Lenny, right. Yeah. Lenny's
All
right,
are you thinking of, by the way, Sharon? Or
yes, Sharon.
Sharon Smith. She's the community outreach.
Yes, director. She is. She does a great
I haven't
job
met her
too.
Yet.
Oh, you never have?
No, not yet.
Oh, she does an amazing job.
Yeah. I definitely met Brandy. She's the COO, the chief operating officer.
Operations officer, yeah.
Yeah. I met her, and definitely, of course, Lenny. I meet every single month. So.
Yep. That team over there is doing a great job since they all came together on Lenny. I think Lenny started 3-4 years ago. 3 or 4, maybe longer. I don't know.
But he's been doing amazing, honestly.
Oh, he does amazing job. He does amazing changes to it and some great stuff.
And again, he's already expanded the warehouse in Santee, too, so that's pretty cool, too.
Gotcha. Exactly. So all good stuff, you know, and he just keeps it going and going and going. So, what more can you ask for except for great car stuff? Right, Bodie?
Yes. A question is, the show this today in the Barcadero, what's the price of that?
You know what? I don't know. And Brendan just took his headphones off. He's talking to somebody that just called in on the phone. So I have no idea. Usually it's not too expensive. I would presume it's $10 or under if I had to guess. Yeah. So
I'll go online and check.
There you go. Hopefully you make it down there. Great talking to you, my friend. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Ask Brendan to keep me on the line, please.
I will do. Okay.
I'm listening. Thank you.
You got it. Hold on. All right. So I put you back on hold there, Bodie. You're good. So everything's great. Brendan's talking on the phone and doing some phone stuff right now. Cooling systems. We talked to you now about the wonderful car shows going on. Some great stuff out there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, I'm sure. As always here in San Diego. So some great stuff. I know there's some car shows going on that we didn't mention in LA too, if you make the trip all the way up there, but most of us are down here and joining into those car shows. Some good stuff. So cooling systems can be your best friend when operating efficiently, or can be your worst enemy if you don't understand how cooling systems work. Cooling system performs a critical function. Simply put, it maintains proper engine temperature by circulating coolant throughout the engine to pick up heat, passing through a radiator to cool it with air. Coolant passes through a thermostat valve to control the flow, which is true, another part. So a cooling system has, you know, some parts in it here that are very important, but there's always a temperature sensor that keeps the driver or the computer of the car informed about what's going on with it. So anyway, we're going to take our first break here real quick. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, give us a call. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Always here to have fun, right? That's what we do, correct? We're always here to have fun.
Correctamundo.
Oh, there goes Brendan with his correctamundo.
I keep shaking the mic, sorry. I'm trying to get it in position. Nah, so it's just talk. Is there something?
Recession fears hitting as 2024 race heats up.
Now, you know.
Ow. I think car sales have gone in the dip. That's the only reason that I think about car stuff. Anytime, everything to me has to relate to a car. I don't know why. Just is what I do.
I mean, it's true, though. The automotive industry is slightly getting kind of shaky here, especially with, you know, EVs getting... Did you hear the news? And I know I'm going to twitch when I say it. I'm going to twitch it. But Tesla's got recalled again.
For what?
A hood problem. The hood just automatically lifts up all of a sudden while you're driving.
You mean like all the way up, like, yeah, and folds back across the windshield?
No, like the latch just doesn't hook on again all of a sudden, and then next thing you know.
Well, every hood, well, they're supposed to, has a double latch. So are, yeah, you saying the initial reason, latch releases and the secondary latch grabs it, but it bounces?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Whew. I was going to say, if both latches are releasing, and that's bad. Because those are the cars with the cracked windshield and the hood that's bent that folds up. Because at 65 mile an hour, the hood's a wind sail, mm-hmm, at that point, and it will fold it all the way back to the windshield and crack the windshield and wrap it around the side of the car. And guess what? You can't do when that happens.
No, like you can't
see.
Yeah,
that's a problem, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, maybe not. I mean, you often drive with your eyes closed anyway, right?
Exactly.
Brendan?
Yeah. I just mostly. I feel the side of the road. Oh, there I go.
The speed bumps, little reflectors. Oh, I think I've gone too far. Go back the other way. Well, if you have lane avoidance on your car, lane departure avoidance on your vehicle,
yeah,
it will push you back in. It works on the freeway.
Yeah, I've driven those cars in the rentals, and I still find those systems herky jerky for sure. Until,
yeah, it's on almost every new car. I turned it off on my Ranger. I don't like it.
No,
because every time I go to switch lanes, if I don't print on the turn signal, it tries to pull you right back in the lane. So it gets angry. So anyway,
do you remember one of our very first shows we did? There was a lady that called in, and she was mentioning that she went to her doctor's office recently, and they said, boy, your caffeine levels are high. She goes, yeah, because my car keeps telling me I need to go get some coffee because I'm falling asleep. And it's because there was this one road she drives on. It was under construction, and the lines swerve so often because they were still working on the road. And so her car kept telling her that. She just followed the direction of what she was saying. Do you remember this?
Yep. Yeah. Well, and I have have you ever had that come up on your vehicle?
No, not yet. Oh. Yeah.
Have you been on any long drives?
Yes. Okay. And there's been times.
Well, you must be a pretty good driver then.
Don't want to compliment too much, Yeah.
Brandon's like, I'll take a compliment any place I can get one.
Exactly.
I've had it come up coming back like out of Idaho, the long stretches down through northern Nevada, car, you know. And you can do it too if you look down like in your phone or whatever and you just weave a little bit, it'll do it. It'll throw it up there and let you know like, hey, you need to take a rest stop. So anyway, all good stuff. It's just stuff to help save your life.
I know.
It's all good. So it can help. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for over 30 years now. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 12 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue right there in Central San Diego, AAA approved, SMOG certified, taking care of folks over there for over 7 years now. And, of course, we have West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right here in the Golden Triangle, AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years. And, of course, our newest location, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, right there in North County Coast. Matter of fact, and it's as coastal as you can get. We got any more coastal, we'd be in the ocean from there. So taking care of folks up there for well over a year now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Just ask one of my managers or riders helping you out. They'll get you all taken care of. Easy peasy. Good stuff. Quick and easy. You can use it over and over again. Just keeps you from having to use your regular credit cards. And like I said, it gives you 6 months no interest when you use it. So that way you can spread a payment out over that and not cost yourself any more money. It's the same as cash. Take advantage of our CertiCare diagnosis or any other diagnosis required on your vehicle. Check engine light, etc. By our master certified technicians, which helps eliminate unwanted parts replacement. We've seen too many vehicles come in with parts replaced having the same problem. So we want to make sure and get you diagnosed properly. We offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations. Available to help you out as needed. Go to westautomotivegroup.com and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram where we send out little tips and tweets and stuff like that, or better known as X, I guess now. But we send stuff out, about cars and maintenance. And then when the holidays come, we usually some good pie recipes and some other great stuff. That's Brendan's favorite part. So you do like food, don't you, Brendan?
Oh, I love food.
I love food. But westautomotivegroup.com. You can also click on the Automan segments where I'm the Automan on the CW and Fox 5 and see the segments after they're aired on Wednesday and Fridays. We then post them there on the YouTube page. So they're all there, going back way far back. There's so many you can watch. It's like amazing. I can watch myself for hours. It's all good. You can also click on Auto Talk Radio. We post all these as a podcast once they're done live. The next week they're posting. You can get them there, download them there. Or if you want to go grab the podcast, easier to download anytime, you can always go to Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in where you can get Auto Talk Radio. All you got to do is just plug in there, 1170 AM San Diego. Weekend shows, and it'll bring it up, and you can go from there. So good stuff. This morning, though, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. We are talking cooling systems on vehicles. Good fun stuff always, right? Right. You're not smiling.
Cooling's fun, but it does, on the one hand, it's very, very important for your car.
It is.
Extremely important.
And if it leaks out?
It's... in your worst case scenario, honestly. Yeah.
I saw a guy, I was getting... Listen, I watch things happen all the time, and I don't get involved a lot of times because, well, number one, there's no reason for me. Uh-huh. And number two, when I watch what you're doing, sometimes I'm like, okay, that's not going to work out very well. But it'd be rude for me to walk over and say, you should just stop doing that because that's not going to help you. This car obviously split the radiator header, had split on it, and it was leaking coolant out of it. This guy bought a whole case of water and was dumping it in, but as fast as he was dumping it in, it was coming out the bottom, and I kept seeing him. He put one in, and then he'd look, and it'd run right out on the ground, and I thought, you should stop driving that car and tow it to someplace that needs to be fixed properly because you're just going to damage the heck out of it, and that is true. We need to keep the coolant in the cooling system. It needs to be operating properly. Otherwise, you end up with an engine meltdown that will cost you thousands of dollars, which you don't need or want for sure. So, cooling system, your cooling system pump function is handled by a water pump, of course. Every vehicle has one. You know, and while we're at this, let's mention a couple other things because mainly we're talking about ICEs, which are internal combustion engine vehicles. But there's EV and hybrids have cooling systems also. So, perhaps, you know, best thing, Toyota's Prius has a cooling system in it. The components inside of there, the inverters, all that stuff, when you're talking about hybrids, they need to be cooled properly. They also typically have a second cooling pump, which is electric, for these that runs the coolant through. They often use the same cooling system that the ICE part of the vehicle uses, the internal combustion engine part of the vehicle. So it's extremely important to keep this cooling system, and we talk about coolant a lot. So a lot of these manufacturers, and don't confuse this with the hybrid of a car, but the coolants are now hybrids, they call them. There's OATS, and they stand for, you know, different acronyms for the way they've made these extended life coolants. A lot of them state they're good for 100,000 miles. You leave that coolant in that car, especially like an EV, you're going to destroy almost everything in the cooling system for 100,000 miles. The coolant really needs to be cleaned out regularly. They say 5 years, 100,000 miles. I'll tell you this. If you do it 3 years, 50,000 miles, and that's my recommendation, you'll keep that cooling system in great working order, which will save you a lot of money in the long run. Flushing out the cooling system, replacing the coolant properly, although coolant's way more expensive now than it used to be, is way cheaper than replacing the secondary water pump. If you have an issue with the inverter that gets damaged from corrosion, you know, the internal engine failure damage, all those things cost a lot more money than doing a cooling system flush every 3 years or 50,000 miles. So that's one of the things that we're here talking about. And not only that, but it eats up the piping and the hoses and there's a lot of damage that can happen by neglecting the coolant itself. So electric vehicles that run just on batteries, same thing. As far as that, they do have cooling, and it is required to keep these vehicles in good working order. So, you know, once again, keeping this coolant changed out saves you a ton of money in the long run. So don't go about, ignoring the cooling system. If you have, you know, Tesla has coolant in it too. It needs to be changed out. So, and I believe their recommendation too, like I said, I believe is 3 years for theirs. Also, another thing that is extremely important, this, and we'll get further into this, is using the correct coolant. Just because it's a cool, there's a million different colors of coolant now, million different kinds that need to be, and it needs to be the correct makeup, chemical quality, and everything else. It's extremely important. So make sure that you're very careful. And I tell people, if you have an issue with your car where you have to add something to it on the road, you're best just to add water to it and then get it in and get it serviced and figured out later. As far as that goes, water mixes with all these coolants and won't cause an issue. You put the wrong coolant in there, wrong chemicals in it, it could eat up seals and other things in short order. So as far as that goes. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, we're back. Screaming about cars, aren't we?
Ah, Tesla.
Tesla. Those need cooling system repairs too.
A G48 is what a Tesla needs, apparently.
The coolant?
Yeah, it says Tesla G48 coolant.
Yep.
Which is pre-mixed a 50-50 solution of ethylene glycol and water.
Yep. So it is an ethylene glycol. But you don't know what...
What does it say right after this? Do not add water.
Oh.
Right after that instruction.
Well, you're not supposed... That dilutes the system, and that is correct, which changes all... But water is the only thing you should ever add if you got in a situation where that was low when you were out on the road.
Absolutely.
Then when you get in and get it flushed out, get it put back to where it's supposed to be. So don't... be very careful about that. You put the wrong coolant in, you create way more problems than adding water. I'll tell you that. There's a couple things that are very important to know, too, like when dealing with a lot of cooling systems in ICE vehicles. And when I say ICE, it means internal combustion engine. Yeah, so that's diesel or gas. Run at about anywhere from 12 PSI to 14 PSI pressurized to raise the boiling point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some EVs... And a lot of electric vehicles run about 3.5 to 4.5 only. If you were to try to pressure test one of those at the normal pressure test rate, you can destroy components inside the cooling system of an EV. So if you got a leak and you pump that bad boy up to 14 and it's only made to hold 4 PSI, you're going to create holes in places you shouldn't, which gets real expensive.
I was going to say, you know what that means? Cha-ching!
It gets expensive. So just to go down that road a little bit on cooling systems in relation to EVs and some of the hybrids, it's very important, because sometimes some hybrids have two separate cooling systems also. A lot of times they're combined. Also purging these of air. I know we had a listener call in about doing EV. Some of these do not have easy ways to remove the air from them when you change the coolant out, especially like EVs.
Okay.
Because of the way that they're set up. Some of them have a dedicated cooling system, vacuum pump to purge the system of air. Toyota's cooling says a lot can be purged with dedicated purge valves they put in for this specifically, but not all manufacturers do that. The refilling procedure should not be attempted without access to OEM service information for sure.
Okay.
They're just different to work on
than
others. As far as that goes, the Prius models sense air locks or bubbles. The inverter coolant circuit can cause up to 17 different trouble codes if it's not cooled properly. So the inverter's not said so. And sometimes we need to open valves, etc., with our scan tools that we use to bleed them out. So the procedure there can be a bit more involved. I'll just put it that way. The other thing that we have, and we have these on ICE vehicles these days too, they're called active shutters. Do you know what an active shutter is, Brendan?
No, only one I can think of is like in your actual house.
Oh, that, shutters, yes.
Well, it
kind of looks like that.
The active ones specifically are on a timer.
Yeah.
So it's like a Bluetooth thing where at a specific time, you can open the shutters and then close them.
There you go. Well, that sounds
But that's completely different than I know than a vehicle active shutter probably.
Correct. So almost all late model hybrid electric vehicles are fitted with the active shutters to both improve and control the airflow through the radiators at higher speeds. They will shut off the shutters when they need less airflow to control the temperature. That works along with the thermostat itself, or sometimes they just use shutters for this. Failures or malfunctions can cause overheating components if the shutters close and never open, or are open all the time, can cause other issues. So these are critical systems, and we need to make sure we stay on top of those and they're working properly. So those are some of the differences kind of with the cooling system of an EV as far as that goes, and some of the hybrids, very important to stay on top of, and bleeding them out, changing out the coolant, etc. Same thing though, you want to do it in a timely fashion. Most EVs and hybrids are on a 3-year cycle as far as that goes, like that. So it's good stuff for sure. Real quick, I also want to remind folks that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. They are a battery for every need. There's no question about them. We only stock Interstate Batteries at all of our locations, and Interstate Batteries are the number one technician recommended battery worldwide for sure. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, smoke alarms, whatever, they have batteries for everything, and they are good, high quality. Check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Best stuff out there for sure, as we're talking about cooling systems. Or anything else you want to talk about. 1-888-344-1170. Let's see real quick here what Curtis has going on. Good morning, Curtis.
Thank you, Brian.
How you doing, my friend?
Okay. I got a 2004 Dodge Ram truck,
mm-hmm.
and it experienced a death wobble.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes, sir.
The only thing that survived it was locking your arms.
Exactly.
It happened at 65 miles an hour on the freeway with a decent load in the bed, but not overload.
Gotcha. Is this a 1 ton or 3/4 ton, or what are we dealing with?
It's a 4-wheel drive, so okay. I think that's a 3/4.
Okay. Yeah, it could be a 3/4 or 1 ton. It's not a dually?
No.
Gotcha, yeah. Yeah, so the caster on these can sometimes be an issue, and a few other things on it with depending on the load in it. So yes, that is something that and used to be only famous for Jeeps back in the day, but it has to do with several different things in the front end that can be an issue, and especially if there's anything worn, because anything worn allows this thing to move, and if you get movement at high speed in it, then the wobble's even worse.
I found most of the slop or play wasn't much, but most of it was in the drag link.
Mm-hmm.
The ball joints barely have any movement. So, but it's usually a combination of things.
Correct.
And it's not more of one than the other.
How many miles are on this vehicle currently?
Sorry, it's not mine. It's my nephew's, but he's
over 100,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If the drag link and tie rod ends in that are original, that's the best place to start with this, because that allows the wheels, the tires, as far as the toe on them, to fluctuate at higher speeds, and doing so then starts into a wobble on one of these. So the first thing that we always have to do on one of these when you have that issue is make sure that everything is within specification and good to go. What people say, we measure ball joint deflection, So you know, as far as that goes, if it's within specs, then we don't do anything with them. If it's not, then they need to be replaced. So when you say a little bit of movement,
like 3,000s each way.
It's probably in spec on that vehicle. That's probably fine. So then at that point, we wouldn't replace those. We would go ahead with tie rod ends and drag link if there's more deflection in those. And then there's also some alignment stuff you can do with the front of those to help reduce and prevent death wobble once you have everything tightened up and in good shape.
Increase toe in?
Well, not necessarily. On some, there are different models we do different things with. Some of it has to do with cast or camber. Some does have to do with toe. Toe can only be changed so much, though. Otherwise, you end up with severe tire wear. So you got to be careful on some of those adjustments.
The drag link was redesigned a couple years later on that truck, wasn't it?
I believe so, and when you replace them, and each one's different, so I don't want to talk out of school here because year, make, models, things change, but Dodge did do some updated drag links, you are correct, on different models, and if that's one of them, it needs to have the updated drag link installed, of course.
Well, I'm used to suspension work on cars, so
gotcha.
You know, that's really easy. It's usually one or two items are really floppy, and it's really easy to see.
Well, especially these days, because cars now, you pretty much joint-wise, all you have is lower ball joints because they're McPherson strut systems in the front, most of them. And you have lower ball joints, and you have inner and outer tie rod ends, and that's all you get.
On the drag link, on one side, I could see movement not only side to side, but in and out.
Yeah, that joint's all worn out, and that thing is what's wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Then what about good aftermarket, or is there one brand of good quality replacement suspension parts for that truck?
Moog is great. TRW is great. You know, there's quite a few great manufacturers of heavy-duty and quality aftermarket ball joints that are way... Ball joints, tie rod ends, drag links that are updated, all that stuff is way better aftermarket. I would not buy it from the manufacturer. You don't want to go back to factory stuff. So those people that have created those suspension components now, like Moog and TRW and them, their engineering and quality is above and beyond. So
and
something like
you
that.
You mentioned a third one with Moog and TRW.
I don't know who else I mentioned, but there's a couple of them out there. I just stay away from offshore stuff.
Offshore. Stay away from offshore. Okay.
Yeah. But as far as, you know, those guys, they build real good quality stuff. They really do. And you can find it at most suppliers. I mean, you could get it at O'Reilly's. You could get it at Napa. So they all carry it.
Thanks a lot.
No problem at all. Hey, let us know if you help him out with that and you get it fixed up, how you got it all squared away.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, great talking to you, Curtis. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye. Always good questions.
Absolutely. I might have missed it, but we did have a caller call in during this time that call. They mentioned that this happened similarly to his 1999 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Oh, Jeeps love to have a death wobble. Usually, yeah. When you lift them.
Yeah, and this case, he said it was his steering stabilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you did happen to mention that to him.
I did not mention it. That truck probably doesn't. Well, it might have a stabilizer. I don't know. Those had some other problems. The Dodge full-size trucks did. Jeeps are famous for death wobbles. You're right. And a couple things that get worse with those. You lift them and put bigger tires on them. They get worse.
Yeah.
So there's, yeah. And let me tell you... You don't, when they say death wobble, if you've never had it happen to you, you think you're going to crash and die.
Wow.
No, because it happened, usually happens like 65, 70 mile an hour,
mm-hmm.
and the whole car starts to shake. And if you panic, then you can make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Death wobble, you got to let off the steering wheel, just keep two fingers on it. So that it's that you know, as you can, that I mean, you don't want to totally let go of the steering wheel, but
no.
You're not putting pressure on it. Let off the gas, don't touch the brake, and it will let it correct itself.
Okay.
So it'll slow down and it'll come out of it. But
I was just going to say, Curtis said it right at the very beginning. He was experiencing it right at 65 and anything faster than that.
So. Yeah. It doesn't usually, they don't happen at low speeds. Mm-hmm. And truly what happens, you really need to make sure all the components in the front end are in serviceable condition, manufacturer serviceable condition. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, some of them require like that. And what I did say was each model can be different on this. What, you know, year, make, model. Like he asked about the drag link on that vehicle being updated. Yes, Chrysler updated a bunch of drag links for issues like that they were having. Is that one of them? I don't know. I'd have to look, you know. Okay. So, but yeah, good points as far as that goes. And thank you to the listener with the Jeep and the steering stabilizer, because yes, those do help. And sometimes we've added those to vehicles that are having death wobble problems that don't come with those, and that helps too.
Absolutely.
So a good point to make as we're talking about cooling systems and everything else.
Mm-hmm. You were just discussing how like some vehicles were easier to deal with the cooling system and other vehicles were pretty hard, especially with EVs and
bleeding them and getting the air out of them and stuff. Yes. Some of them you need special tools for. Some of them have bleeders on them. Some of them you got to go through the manufacturer's specific bleeding of it.
Mm-hmm. So I had two follow-up questions, and these are just based on ICE specifically. I'm looking up online and a lot of people are saying like VWs were really, really hard with their coolant system.
To bleed.
So, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so you agree on that then. Okay. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, there's tools we use to do so. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just comes down to putting the front end of the vehicle up in the air and bleeding it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then my last thing I was going to ask is it possible, because some cars have plastic, what do you call it? Plastic components to their cooling system.
Most cars have a lot of plastic now.
Are you allowed to switch that out and just get something that's more durable, I would say, for your cooling system? And
sometimes they used to make radiators that would replace them, but mostly now we'd stick with the OEM stuff for the most part. But great questions for sure when it comes to that stuff in the cooling system. All great calls and questions today, by the way. So, as we're talking about different things, and hopefully I gave you a little bit of good information on your EVs and that, but yes, those do need to be maintained. One of the points that you can do as a vehicle driver is keep your keep the radiator fins and everything clean. You know, get a bunch of dirt packed up on them, it starts to affect the cooling system and it's not good. So need to keep that stuff going in a great order. All right, let's grab Steve real quick before we run out of time. What's happening, Steve?
On our F-150 King Ranch, the 300,000-mile one.
Yes, sir.
We started pricing out suspension parts, and I keep getting people that want to sell us the whole upper control arm with the bushings pre-pressed in. Do you replace the bushings on the original A-frame, or do you replace the...
On that vehicle, just like the F-250 I have, you want to put new control arms on them and not factory ones, because they come with updated bushings. They come with updated ball joints that are greasable that will last forever. So when it's time to do those, you put on the aftermarket control arms. Things last forever. You never have to replace them again as long as they're serviced properly every time the car gets an oil change. You're wasting money with the factory ones, because I'm going to tell you, the ball joints are worn out on those things too. So at that mileage, so just replace the control arms. It's a better way to go, and you'll get a quality repair and it'll last.
Do you have a source that's better than the others, like Napa, or
You can buy parts from Napa, O'Reilly, all them. But on those, when I did them, I used Moog. Moog was making some really great control arms and stuff then at that time. They probably still are. They make quality stuff. So that was what I put on my truck. And I put it on at 150,000 miles, and it lasted all the way to 400, and it wasn't worn at all. But you got to grease them and take care of them.
That's the answer I needed. I've used Moog for a long, long time, so I'll do that.
Perfect. Hey, Steve, I hate to run, but thanks for the call. I know. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye. All right, folks. I don't know where we're at time-wise, Brendan. Clock?
We got about like a minute and 15 seconds.
Oh, look at that. So now I'll just start the thing. I was busy talking to my friend Steve over in Oceanside about his truck. Okay. Great show today. Thanks for participating, Brendan.
Always glad. Always glad. No. And again,
you're my Google box.
I try. And again, one more time for the reminders. All American Car Show today, 8:30 to 3 p.m. over in Seaport Village. And then tomorrow is another good car show. Bemers by the Bay. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Spanish Landing Park in the West area at North Harbor Drive.
Gotcha.
And both of them support really, really good causes. So
let's do it, folks. Absolutely. Get out there and support those causes and see some good car shows. And like I said, if you get a chance, hit the San Diego Auto Museum when you're free to do so. Always a great afternoon trip for sure. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We will catch you next Saturday as we'll be back live. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Till next week. Take care, folks.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.